Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, a girl called Kate has been on.
Staying silent.
And she is in London. Now, do you know Alan Rickman off a film?
Yes.
What films has he been in?
He was in that one where he didn't really exist. Isn't he?
Wasn't he
a ghost or something?
I don't know anything about films. If I saw a picture of him, I'd know who he is.
Robin Hood.
Was he in Robin Hood?
Wasn't he in Robin Hood?
What, that recent series of Robin Hood?
No, I don't think so.
A film.
In a film of Robin Hood.
With the one with Kevin Costner.
Yeah, that one. With that
Prince
song from Bryan Adams. That wasn't the one where he didn't really exist, though. That was another one. With some woman with a big nose.
What was it?
Oh, anyhow, I can't remember.
The woman with a big nose?
Yeah.
What are you on about?
The film that Alan Rickman was in. Somebody will remember in
right, 8199, which film was Alan Rickman in with the woman with the big nose?
He was also in Harry Potter as Professor Snape.
Thanks, Harry Potter fan. Yeah. Anyway, that's by the by.
Yeah.
Kate in London has been on to say that she met Alan Rickman on the street last night in London. She was doing a bit of shopping, about tea time. And you know when you sometimes expect celebrities to be a bit of an arse? For some reason, Kate thought that if she ever met Alan Rickman, having seen him in films, he might be a bit of a wally.
Right.
But she went up to him and went, oh, hi. And he was really, really nice. Now, I'm thinking this must have happened to other people where you think that they're going to be a bit like, oh, go away, I'm not giving you an autograph. But actually, like Alan, he's actually really nice.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to know if this has happened to you. Have you ever gone up to a celeb and thought that they would be a bit horrible? And they were really nice. Or
Will Young, maybe.
Let's not start the Will Young thing again. Do you know what I mean? It's all fine between me
and
Will.
Well, we thought he was going to be really nice and he wasn't.
Yeah.
Truly, madly, deeply.
That's it. Thanks to all the texters. That's the film.
Let
me know if this has happened to you with a celeb or vice versa.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Can't believe this one. Apparently someone met Andy Peters and thought he'd be really nice, but refused to give him an autograph. He was too busy. You wouldn't think that of Andy Peters, would you? He was obviously having an off day. That was Kate Nash and Pumpkin Soup on Radio 1. Let me know if you've ever gone up to a celebrity and asked for an autograph and they were really nice and you weren't expecting them to be. Because that must happen quite a lot, I reckon, to people. You think they're going to be like a bit, showbiz, and they're actually really, really nice.
They're not coming in on the text at the moment. It's just a whole list of Alan Rickman films.
Yeah, we've got, he was in Love Actually, Alan Rickman. And he apparently was in Die Hard, and he falls off a building. Well, thanks very much to everyone that texted in. I've not seen that film before, and I was going to go home and watch it tonight. And you've ruined it now, so cheers. Hope you feel happy with yourself.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, no, there's some bad news.
Uh-oh, chopper.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
You remember Laura's sister, Mary, the one that used to read out Laura's diary?
Yeah.
Oh, no. See, this is my problem with Facebook. Right, it looks like Mary is single.
You know, on the news wire, you get updates of what all your friends are up to and you can see their new pictures and stuff. Well, it's just come up.
Why it's bad.
Mary, broken heart, has gone from being in a relationship to single.
Now, as soon as you split, everybody knows about it. That's the trouble.
Unless, he's proposed to her and now she's engaged, so she's just updated it to engaged.
What? It says single.
Yeah, but you have to take it off. If you take it off from being in a relationship, it automatically puts up single.
I don't like it. This has happened to a few people I know where, you know, they're trying to get over the...
Well, there's a fault
they're trying
there.
To mend the broken heart, and then everyone knows about it and sends a message going, oh, sorry to hear
it's
about
good.
That. It's just not good. Oh, well, poor Mary.
It's a birthday on Thursday.
Mind you, we have just told millions of people, isn't
it? That's true, actually. If you know someone that does a national radio show, that doesn't help either.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1.
Hello, who's on my phone?
Hi, it's Ashley from Knaresborough.
Hi, Ashley. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Got a bit of flu.
Bit of flu? Okay. And you want some sympathy, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope you get better soon.
Thank you.
Right, who have you met that you're expecting to be horrible?
Gordon Ramsay.
Really?
Yeah, the Mr. Ramsay.
Mr. Ramsay, yeah. And what happened?
I met him at Manchester and... Birmingham, NEC. And he came out and he crawled through my legs. And I went to say hello, and I was expecting to be really nasty, I don't know why. And he was really nice and really down to earth.
Right, and he just signed stuff, and he was really nice to loads of people.
Yeah, he signed my, like, 5 books I had, yeah.
Wow.
I think he's a top, top man.
I actually think it's a bit like Simon Cowell. Everyone expects him to be really, really horrible. And actually, Simon Cowell is a proper gent, as is Gordon Ramsay, I think.
Brilliant.
How many times have you met Gordon?
3 times. I'm a bit of a stalker.
Right. Are you stalking him?
Yeah.
You are? Okay, good. Well, at least you're honest. Do you just, like, hang out outside his restaurants?
No, I'll go to Leeds Thomas Dambain College, train to be a chef.
Oh, okay.
He's been there once before as well.
And that's your reason for stalking him? I'm going to be a chef one day. I quite like that.
Hopefully.
All right. I love you.
Love you, bye.
Get better. Hello, Radio 1?
Hello. Hello.
Who's that?
Hello, Scott. It's Basil.
Hi, Basil.
I didn't choose a name, so, you know.
Right. Seriously, I'm loving that you're called Basil, because we don't have enough Basils listening to Radio 1. Seriously.
I'm the only Basil I know, anyway.
Are you?
Yeah, that's quite sad, really.
Don't feel on your own, because I bet you now loads of Basils will text into 81199 going, hello, my name's Basil also.
Oh, I hope so. As many as you can get in, because I'd like to know that I'm not on my own.
Where are you today, Baz?
I'm in Warwick.
And how can I help?
I met a celebrity that I thought was going to be really stuck up, but she wasn't. She was lovely.
Who?
Judi Dench.
Judi Dench!
Dame Judi, yes.
Dame Judi Dench! And actually, she kind of scares me.
She's lovely as Judi Dench.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, but she looks really scary.
She's not a personal friend. But...
Yeah. Me and Judi. We go back years. When did you meet her then?
This was in Stratford-upon-Avon at the Shakespeare Theatre.
Right, and
she
what did she say?
Shakespeare's birthday day.
What did she say to you?
She was lovely. There were some drama students there, and she stopped and chatted for about 10, 15 minutes about drama, darling.
Oh,
and,
love.
You see, know, all the ins and outs.
Meeting her would be, for me, like meeting the Queen. I'd be really scared.
No, she's lovely. She'll sign anything, literally.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, just whip your top off. I'll sign that, love, will you?
I won't go into detail, but, you know.
Okay, good.
She's accommodating.
Right, good good speak to you, Baz. Basil.
Thank you.
Good okay, job. Love you, bye. Judi Dench is nice. I'm quite pleased about that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. This is Radio 1. It's 10 past 5. No, it's 12 minutes past 5. What am I about? And this is Scott. Okay, now it's time for the World Peace Game. Now, the idea of this game is to bring peace to the world. Do you know what I think sometimes, chappers?
What?
I think to myself, why can't we all just get along? You know? And you know why we can't?
Why is that?
We don't understand each other. And the idea of this game is to find out what is fact and is fiction about Johnny Foreigner, our foreign cousins. Now, we all think we know what people are like, don't we? But sometimes it's just not true.
Are you breaking down barriers here?
I'm going to have a go. Now, Laura, if I said to you, right?
Yeah.
What does a French person look like?
Easy.
What? Right, it's quite... You think it's easy?
Yeah.
All right, what does a French person look like?
Stripy top.
Mm-hmm.
Onions or garlic around the neck.
Yeah.
Probably on a bicycle.
Okay.
And a French accent.
Yes.
And a beret.
Okay, good.
Oh, and a moustache.
Right, so that's what you think all French people are like.
Have you been to France? They're
I have been to France. Did you say they're everywhere?
Yeah.
Well, I've...
Yeah, I can see.
I've called many a French person this afternoon to see if there was anyone like that there, all right? Do you think we found any?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's find out on our new World Peace Game. Here's the first person I called.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Oui.
I'm looking for my friend Pierre.
Who is Pierre?
He is my friend. I need him on the phone.
On the phone?
Oui.
No, we have no Pierre here.
He is wearing a stripy shirt and a beret. He is wearing onions around his neck. Oui?
Wait some minutes.
I think I found him.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Are you Pierre?
Pierre.
With the onions around your neck? Oh, see, I thought that was Pierre for a minute.
Interesting accent there. Your R's are very interesting.
I can't do R's in French, I don't know why. So, no Pierre. Right, okay, let's try another one. Here we go. I'm looking for my friend Pierre.
What?
Right, here we are. No Pierre there either, but at least we can dispel the myth that French people are
rude. Is this therefore going well or not going well?
I don't know. What? I'd like to hear him again.
I'm looking for my friend Pierre.
What?
Okay.
But I carried on. He is an officer of the Leur.
What?
He is an officer of the Leur.
Yes.
Can you give him a massage for me?
Yes.
Okay. Is he in the room?
No, he's not in.
He smokes Gaulois?
No, that's not it. No, he's not here.
Right, okay. Right, so Laura.
That was better, that accent. That was getting better there.
Miss Confident, you still think we're going to find one, do you?
Are you sure you're a phone in France and not somewhere else?
No, it's definitely France, as you can hear. You still think we'll find one, do you?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. On we go. Do you know anyone that has a stripy shirt, onions, beret, moustache, bicycle, Gaulois?
Nobody with moustache, yeah.
So you have no one with moustache, but they have onions round their neck? Hello? Oh, I thought we got one then. Nope, nothing.
See, Laura,
I kept on phoning people and carried on again.
I'm looking for my friend Pierre.
Eh bien, Monsieur Pierre. P-I-R, c'est ça?
Yeah. He is wearing a strappy shirt.
Oui.
And a beret.
Et un beret.
Oui, and he has some onions around his neck.
Onions?
Oui. He also, he smokes Gaulois and he plays pétanque.
Oh, he wasn't taking this seriously at all, was he?
He's just laughing at you now. Yeah.
But I kept on trying to break down the stereotypes. Do you have anybody in your cafe that looks like this? Strappy shirt, onions, beret, moustache, bicycle, Gaulois, and plays pétanque?
No.
Do you know anyone like that?
No.
You see? Isn't that incredible? I called a lot of people there, Laura, and you are wrong. Nobody in France looks like that. Oh. You see?
Feel stupid.
And you have held this prejudice to our French cousins for a long time, and now you should realise that nobody in France actually looks like that. And you've had that for a long time, you've carried that thought with you.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think by doing this game, we have brought ourselves closer to our French cousins and also
educated
closer to world peace. Next, Germans. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. See, Phil in Coventry has been on saying his mate found out his fiance of 4 years has split up with him because of her status on Facebook. That's unlucky.
Blimey.
That's bad.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are saying, and we're saying the same, Laura's sister, she's changed her relationship status on Facebook from in a relationship to single. But the big question is she actually single or, as Laura thinks,
she might be engaged.
She might be now engaged. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Scott.
Single or engaged?
You are actually 100% single now.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, it's gutted. Absolutely gutted.
Have you been eating lots of ice cream?
My friend brought around some minstrels and things.
Yeah.
And
apparently you missed High School Musical on ice this week as well. That's two bad things in a week.
I was ill. I was so gutted. Oh. It was going to be so good.
Not having a good week, are you?
No, it's the worst birthday ever, Scott.
Have you been watching Bridget Jones?
I watched Sabrina and Teenage Witch with my friend Harley.
Right, that's almost as good. Don't watch Love Actually, because you'll go to pieces.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
However, you've got, like Ben in Liverpool's been on, and Rob in Ipswich saying they'd be happy to steam on in there in the absence of...
sorry, what?
It's all in the phrasing.
Yeah.
Why did you steam on in there?
I don't know.
Trying to make you feel special.
They sound like a catch.
Someone else just split from his girlfriend. He's 20 and very buff. So, you're not going to be short of offers. Plenty more fish in the actual sea. I hate it when people say that. But you'll be fine. And I know that at the moment you're living in Dumpsville, population U.
But soon, I'm not going to go out with her.
Have you ever been asked to do the surgery?
I've done this surgery a few times, actually.
You're making me feel so much better, thanks, mate.
Anyway, listen, don't worry about it. He wasn't worth it anyway, Mary.
Thanks, man.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people on the text are completely missing the point and saying, oh, this game is racist. Hello? You're missing the point. We're busting the stereotypes so we can all live together in peace and harmony. Oh, some people just don't get it, do they?
Some people are just stupid.
God. Sabrina has been on. Sabrina Rosseau. Hello. She's an actual French person and was loving us trying to find our Pierre. She says, unfortunately, you shouldn't be able to find someone smoking Gaulois since smoking is now forbidden in all public places. As for the onion necklace, well, good luck with that. Thanks, Sabrina. I'm glad you liked it. Right, now it's time to bust all the German stereotypes. A lot of people have the wrong idea, I think you'll find, about Germans.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and get rid of all those preconceived ideas. It was your turn this time to give Germany a call.
Well, so I'll apologise for the accent in advance.
Okay. Here's Chappers calling Germany on the World Peace Game.
Tag, I wonder if you can help me. I've lost my friend Franz.
Okay.
And do you know him? He has like a big beer belly.
Uh-huh.
And a hat.
Okay.
You know?
Yes.
Yes? And okay, is he eating a sausage at the moment?
Yes.
He's there, yes?
One moment, okay?
Okay, danke.
What is the last name, sorry, sir?
I do not know. He just told me he was called Franz. He said he'd wait at a hotel for me, but he'd probably have a sausage whilst wearing a hat. Is he there? Is he in reception? He might have some leather.
No, nobody is.
Nobody?
Here. No. But I will check the hotel list for your
guy. He told me he wear leather shorts also. Do you have a pool? I think he may have put the towel by the pool this morning.
No, sir, we don't. I think you're in the wrong hotel. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Do you know the further name of Franz?
Yeah, his name is Franz. He has a big belly and a little hat.
Yeah.
A little hat.
Yeah, oh,
and he likes eating sausages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he has a big tuba.
Yeah, and he wears leather trousers.
Yeah,
am I right?
Yeah, das ist him.
Oh,
das
sure
ist him.
I knew him. I saw him, I think.
Yes.
And he had a green jacket, a woolen green jacket.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I think he's got a friend. She was called Gertie, and she had a dirndl on.
I don't know her.
No.
Nine.
Oh.
So can you tell him I'm looking for him?
Yeah, but who are you?
I am Scott.
You're Scott?
Yeah.
And you're coming from Scotland, and you're wearing a kilt. No, not really. Yeah, if I see Franz, I will tell him.
Danke schön.
Ja, bitte gerne. Goodbye.
Tschüss.
Tschüss.
All right, now, either she does know someone like that, or, Chappers, I think she might have been taking the mickey out of us.
Do you think she was taking the mick?
I do a little bit. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1. National. Radio 1. Right, I'm going to do our new game, Bringing Peace and Love to the World. At 5:15 tonight. Sorry, I moved it. Sorry.
Maybe you just decided that.
Yeah, sorry.
Geraldine's emailed.
Yeah.
I went to see Will Young in a concert as a surprise for my birthday. My husband planned it all. We were staying overnight in a posh hotel. When we were back at the bar, he came in. He was staying in the room below us. I asked for a photo with him, and he said he doesn't do photos.
Oh.
But he would sign my ticket.
Oh, that's
all right. He doesn't do photos. No, it isn't.
Maybe
doesn't
he was having
photo.
An off day.
He has a lot of off days, doesn't he? Doesn't do photos.
Oh, well. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Tony from Liverpool.
Hi, Tony, you're right.
Yeah, not too bad.
Right, who have you met? You expected to be horrible and they were nice.
Liam Gallagher.
Actually, that happens a lot. These days, he is a really, really nice bloke, but you don't expect that, do you?
No, not at all. We went to see Noel Gallagher at the Cocoa Club in November with my boyfriend's birthday. and all of a sudden Tamsin Ass waits at the security door.
Oh no, so they didn't let her in.
No.
What working? There's like a bouncer.
No, she was in the box with Liam watching Noel with Paul Weller and Kelly Osbourne.
Not in the toilet handing out lollies and hand towels.
No, I did actually pass her in the toilet though.
All right, but, so she was in the box.
They came out, they had pictures done with us. Liam had a drink. We had a bottle of champagne, so Liam came out and had a drink with us.
Yeah, I'd expect Tamsin Halfway to be nice.
She's lovely.
Yeah.
In more ways than one. She's beautiful as well.
In more ways than one?
Well, she's beautiful. She's really pretty and she's a really nice person.
Personality.
She has got a lovely personality, yeah. Anyone else?
Russell Brand was there as well. He had pictures done with us and nice. He was gorgeous.
Nice or not?
Yeah, really nice. He's hello, darling, all right. It was lovely.
That's almost as good as my impression.
Oh, soof!
But no, I thought Liam Gallagher would be like, oh, no, go away, I haven't got time. But no, he was really, really... He was nice, the nicest out of all of them, actually. He was really lovely.
He did have a little blip a few years ago when he wasn't as nice. I have personal experience, but he is a nice bloke now, he really is.
I think it's called growing up.
Yeah. Just Dustin Hoffman was nice, apparently, according to Jenny. And she says, let me have a wee on the loo in his hotel suite. Now, that's taking it too far, isn't it? I mean, just being nice.
Polite.
Yeah, come into my suite and have a wee on my loo. Right. Okay. Thanks, Dustin. Now, someone's been on saying that Toadfish from Neighbours was having a bit of an off day. You wouldn't think that of Toadie, would you, really?
Yeah, I would.
I'd think it of Harold.
No, I'd have thought Harold would never have an off day, but Toadie would.
I've heard stories about Harold.
Have you? Are you going to share them?
Well, can I do this?
You know, we'll tell you after we've heard it.
They do, in Australia, in Melbourne, they do these, like, neighbours nights where, you know, fans of the show can turn up and go around the set and stuff. And then some of the cast turn up as well.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, this happens every time. I've heard this from several people. What they do when the cast turn up, when Harold turns up, they plant somebody in the audience who every time shouts, why are you so fat? Right?
Yes.
To which he always replies, because when I was your mum, she gave me a cookie.
Right.
And that's the joke that he does every time. Every time.
Yeah.
So that's not very nice, is it? And you wouldn't think that of Harold, would you, really?
Yeah, and that's not being nice, that's just a joke.
Yeah,
does he deliver it slightly better than you do?
A bit better than me, yeah. But that's you get the general idea, don't you?
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello.
It's Vinny here. I was just wondering if you managed to get it on with that fit cleaner you were telling us all about.
Oh, my cleaner.
Yeah.
Now, if you haven't heard about this, my cleaner we kind of got close a couple of months ago because she split up with her boyfriend and we just, you know, had a little chat. I thought, you know, maybe you could be doing some dusting, but I was a shoulder to cry on, I'd like to think. Because I'm quite, you know, like, I think I'm a nice person, and I did want to make her feel better, so she cried a bit, and I listened, and...
comforted her.
Yep. Are you the guy that texted in earlier that's in the RAF?
I am, yeah, that's right.
Oh, have you missed it because you're in the RAF?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So I've been away for a while, but they got straight back and obviously dying to find out exactly what did happen. So, yeah, wow. Sorry, the crying is a little bit disappointing, but...
Is that...
Was it the talk of your squadron?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Is that the main talk about thing in the RAF at the moment?
Well, it's obviously high on the agenda, definitely.
Is it like on Top Gun, like this? Hey, Maverick, we've got bandits at 6 o'clock. Thanks, Goose.
What the heck is that voice?
Does anyone know what's happening with Scott Mills' cleaner? Is it like that?
It's very much like that. I don't know if you saw the papers. Obviously, Prince William's in the sort of Air Force thing now, isn't he? So he's obviously dying to know as well.
He wants to know as well. So you're telling me that Prince William wants to know what's happening with my cleaner?
I certainly have thought so, yeah.
Right, okay. I quite like it that maybe I might be the subject of conversation amongst fighter pilots. I like that. Are you...
more so than Prince William.
Are you a fighter pilot yourself?
No, I'm not. I'm one of the sort of engineers on the ground.
Mm, okay.
So not quite so interesting, but it's all right.
All right, break it to me like that one, don't you? Right, okay. Well, the update is, right, she is back, I think, with her boyfriend.
You're joking.
Yeah. I know.
Right.
Gutted. So, I mean, I don't really know where we go from here, to be honest, because obviously we got quite close when she was away from him, but I think, from what she's saying, that she's kind of given him another chance. So how do you think that makes me feel, huh?
Pretty bad, pretty small.
Does she still come around to dust, though?
Well, today she turned up, actually.
Did she?
And she's got an amazingly sexy new hairdo. Gone are the blonde kind of locks that she had before, and in comes an almost kind of Cheryl Tweedy brunette look.
Really?
Yeah.
Hubba hubba.
Hubba hubba indeed. So yeah, that's the latest.
She's just taunting you then now, isn't she?
She's
looking even sexier.
She does. She is. She's looking really good. But sadly, for me. Sorry, I haven't got better news to report, Vinny, all right?
All right, well, thanks anyway.
If you could pass that news on to all your fighter pilot friends.
I'll let them all know.
All right, thanks.
They won't be able to fly.
I know.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Okay, it's 20 to 7. Tonight, instead of Zane Lowe, it's going to be Annie Mack and Jack Peñate. Hello.
Hello.
You all right?
I'm good, man. You?
Very good.
Yeah.
Now, it's not only you tonight, but I hear that you're bringing somebody else in. Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah, I think so.
Well,
yeah,
who are you bringing in at half seven? One of your friends?
We're bringing in Mrs. Adele.
Are you?
We are.
Are you going to do the show together?
I think we're going to do a little bit of it, yeah.
Very
she's,
good.
She loves. She's a good talker, so I thought I'd bring her in.
Are you two...
No.
Right. All right, I just wanted to check.
Yeah.
Before you put your big size
yeah, yeah.
I didn't want it to make it awkward when Adele came in.
Yeah. Just make it awkward now.
Now, what we like about you, Jack, is that your life is a little bit like some kind of TV sitcom.
Really?
Because you know when Joe Wiley came round to your house... It was like you and your mum and Martin, the flamboyant neighbour.
Oh, you still... Man, people still talk about Martin.
Yeah. Seriously, every time we mention you...
Really?
Now, apart from he's great at gigs, we also get, how's Martin?
Now, he's on holiday. He's skiing. He's skiing, yeah. Martin's on holiday. He lives with his husband.
Right.
So they've both gone on holiday together.
If you didn't hear Martin at the time, this is what it was like.
Oh
when yeah, no, Martin
Have you
is
got it?
Martin's not as famous as you, but he's getting there. They always
it's
go,
amazing.
Oh, I love Jack Peñate. He's brilliant. How's Martin? Right, here he is.
Hello.
This is Martin. I make the capirosca for Jack and Claire and everybody here. Hundreds of people are looking for me.
I love him.
He's so great.
Why can't he live next door to me?
I know.
He's brilliant.
You live next door to Jack. Jack and Claire, describe your door, your front door.
My door is a heavy one car, which is my partner's his new bull. Okay, he's making a funny car inside.
It's the most flamboyant front of house I've ever seen in my life. The front door is literally like a bullock.
Does he really pop by with cocktails all the time?
Seriously, that's the mad
what,
thing.
Like every day or?
I mean, twice a week. At least.
Wow. We had a hope that you'd bring him in.
Oh, if only, man.
Forget Adele.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it would be amazing.
It's you're living some kind of like strange birds of a feather
It really is, though. It's mad. My mum lives. It's absolutely... Everyone's not... Like, everyone's got their own thing.
Right.
Let's
everyone's
just say
not,
that.
Everyone's not quite right, is what you're saying.
But they are all brilliant, though. Yeah. They're all wonderful.
It brilliant.
But yeah.
I want to be like... Oh, it's Martin again. The one with the flamboyant cocktail. It's just like Birds of a Feather. I'm loving your sitcom life.
Oh, thanks, man.
Right, so apart from Adele, what else have you got for us tonight? Give anything away?
Yeah, well, let me think. I've just got... I don't know if I've got much to give away. I've just got lots of songs that I really love, to tell the truth,
okay.
Which I haven't... I don't think I've heard a lot of them on Radio 1, so I thought it would be good to play.
Excellent. You're looking forward to it?
I can't wait. I just looked over the playlist, and it got me really excited, because it's all my favourite songs. So
excellent.
Yeah,
all
it's going to be great, man.
2 hours of Jack Peñate tonight. Shame you didn't bring Martin, but
Sorry.
Looking forward to Adele. No, it's fine. Maybe next time we can meet him. A lot of people would love that.
I could bring him in.
I would love that. Right, this is Out of Office. Have a good show tonight.
Cheers, man.
Cheers, Jack.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay, where are you?
I'm in Leeds, on the bus.
On the bus, okay, good.
Yeah.
How can I help?
I didn't realise that you were a Forces sweetheart.
A Forces sweetheart?
Yeah.
Oh, what, because that bloke from the RAF just then?
Yeah, he seemed to like you a lot.
No, it's just it's the talk of the RAF, Lindsay, what's happening with my cleaner.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to be going visiting the troops?
Well, I mean, seriously...
You could be the new Danielle Lloyd.
If I get... Oh, yeah, she goes out there, doesn't she, to Iraq and Afghanistan?
Like Pinder and Marsh.
I'd be well up for entertaining the troops, if anyone's listening that sorts that kind of thing out.
How? How are you going to entertain the troops?
Why don't?
What's your act?
Well, what do they do? What does Danielle Lloyd do?
They go
he
and
just
get
turns
their,
up, innit?
Go and get their wabs out.
No, they don't get their wabs out.
Well, they
no, they're there to give our boys a boost in morale
by wearing very revealing clothing.
Oh, do that, is that what they do?
Mm. So what are you going to go over there in hot pants and a push-up bra?
No, I'm not. I could be like the new... am I the new Claire Sweeney?
I thought you were going to say the new Cliff Richard, but... the new Claire Sweeney, yeah.
Love that. Who else does it? Nell McAndrew does it quite a lot, doesn't she?
They're all girls. Have you not spotted this?
But you do get to be carried horizontally by some fighter pilots, don't you, while smiling in front of a plane?
Yes, you do.
Excellent, OK. Well, I think I'd be good at that, don't you, Lindsay?
I do, yeah.
Right, OK. Well, if you know anyone that sorts out the who's going to be the next Forces sweetheart, then pass on my number, all right?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.